Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It seems like either there's more crime on the CTA, or at least we're noticing more crime on the CTA. This one story is getting a lot of mileage because that person was maybe to some commuters well known, but that's really beside the point here. The mayor and the new temporary police chief have met with the CTA. We asked Brian Steele from the CTA, the vice president of communications, to jump on with us and just talk a little bit about the safety on the L. Hey, Brian, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
You heard Elif and I talking about that. What do you want to say right out of the gate?
Well, I think your statement is correct. There has been a slight uptick in crime on the CTA over the past couple months, but I think a lot of it has been due to some of the more sensational incidents that we had. Just last week, we had two situations that really are aberrations. They're not something that happens a lot on CTA. As a matter of fact, we crunched some numbers. CTA sees a serious crime in about one of every 200,000 rides. So what that says is serious crime is pretty rare on the CTA. Unfortunately, it does happen, and that's why CTA and CPD are taking some extended steps to address it.
Well, you have 1.2 million rides a day?
1.5. What a lot of people don't know is we carry the equivalent of the entire city of Philadelphia each and every weekday. So if you think about the entire city of Philadelphia, there's probably more than just a couple crimes a day in that city, and that's kind of what you're seeing on the CTA. Now, that said, one crime is one too many, and that's why we're looking at various strategies using our Chicago Police Department resources, using our privately contracted security guards, using our security cameras, and a number of other strategies to help bring those numbers down.
I did the same thing when I saw those numbers. I thought, okay, so what does that mean? And then I looked up city populations, and I did the same thing. If you take Seattle and Minneapolis, put all of them on the CTA, that would be one day's rides. So it's a gigantic population, but that still means then 8, 9, 10 crimes a day that are worth noting. But again, it's crimes in whole city-sized populations. Here's a question for you, though, Brian. So what advice do you have for someone listening to you right now? It's 8 o'clock in the evening. They're downtown Chicago. They need to get from the theater district up north or to someplace else. Should they take the L?
Absolutely, they should. Again, the overwhelming majority of rides on CTA are safe and without incident. Now, if something does happen on CTA, the thing that we really encourage people to do is to let the authorities know. Dialing 911, pressing the call button in the rail car. If somebody feels uncomfortable during the ride, they can simply go to the next stop, get off the rail car, and board another one. That's really the best way to address things. There's usually only a few minutes in between stations, so it's a chance for people to let the people know that something's going on so that we can address it.
I went to a DePaul game down by McCormick Place, and after the game, it was about 10:30 at night. I walked to the L tracks. I think you know that I ride and am an advocate for public transportation. But literally, Brian, as I'm walking up to that red line stop, is that the red line there? I thought, is this a good idea? No, that's not the red line. That's the green line. And then I transfer to the red line, right?
Mm-hmm,
and as
correct.
I'm walking up to that green line stop, I thought, John, call a cab or get an Uber. Don't be stupid here. Don't get on that thing at 10:30 at night. Talk to me about that scene.
Well, again, we carry a huge amount of people each and every night, weekdays and weekends. And again, the overwhelming majority of those rides are without incident. I think one of the important things is just maintain awareness. A lot of the crimes that we see involve people who are paying close attention to their phone or their personal electronic device, maybe not so aware of their surroundings. So that's something that we really recommend riders. That can help you stay out of a lot of issues. And also, again, if somebody something does happen, inform folks right away. 911 is always the number to call whenever there's any type of emergency or whenever your personal safety feels threatened. We have call buttons in all of the rail cars. We have call buttons on rail station platforms, and help is close by. To your point about riding at night, that's one of the discussions we've been having with the Chicago Police Department, which provides law enforcement for the CTA. Every day, the police department has scores of officers throughout the system, riding trains in stations, riding buses, and we're looking at even more effective ways to deploy them to, again, help address the uptick that we've seen. The good news is, according to some preliminary numbers that we just saw this morning, we are seeing a downward trend in the month of January. So it looks as though things are going in the right direction, but we recognize that there's much more work to do.
I appreciate all of that, but I'm less interested in reaching out for help when something's going south. I want to not put myself in a situation where I even need to do that. That's the thing that bothers me about even security cameras that may capture the video of somebody committing a crime, and that's good, but I don't want to be in a position to be the victim of a crime. And it seems to me like I'm making myself more vulnerable than I need to if at 10:30 at night I get on the system downtown.
Well, that's why CTA and CPD are looking at various deployment strategies for officers, some new technologies. That's why CTA employs privately contracted security guards because, yeah, we obviously our goal is to stop a crime before it happens. We have a number of tools at our disposal to do that, and we're just looking for the ways to deploy them most effectively. They have been effective in keeping crime numbers down for some time, but recently we did see an uptick. Good news is those numbers are starting to trend downward, but there's more that we can do and more that we will do.
Is it feasible to put some sort of security person or police officer on every platform 12 hours a day?
That would be really challenging. CTA has over 220 miles of tracks. We have 145 rail stations. We run 24/7 on two of our lines and nearly 24 hours on most of the other lines. So that would be a huge commitment of resources that I just don't think would be practical right now. I think what we can do is target our enforcement, which we currently do. We work with CPD to run missions where areas where we've seen, say, an uptick in pickpocketing or thefts. I think just more of a presence out on the system to remind customers that CTA is not a place to commit a crime. That's one of the things that we try to tout about our security camera network. We have over 33,000 security cameras throughout our entire system, and you've seen in the recent events, recent crimes that we've experienced, police have been able to make arrests really quickly, thanks in large part due to the high-definition images that we've been able to provide them. So our message to would-be criminals is, we're watching you. You're not going to get away with this, and we're going to have more resources out there to be even more of a deterrent.
Brian Steele from the CTA is on the phone line. You know, Kim Fox's office is in the news today and has been lately because they say they're not going to essentially prosecute with any vigor crimes of less than $1,000, which probably describes most crimes on the CTA. And I'm wondering if you could speak to that after this. We're just talking a little bit about the crime and the perception of crime on the CTA. The Vice President of Communications there is Brian Steele, who's been kind enough to join us in the past and is giving us some of his time today. Brian, Kim Fox said less than $1,000, it's not a felony, but is it different if it's on the CTA?
Well, what I can tell you is if there is an assault or any type of crime committed against a CTA employee, the CTA will always pursue the appropriate felony upgrades. Those crimes can be a felony against CTA employees. That's something that we take very seriously, and we will pursue it. We also follow all of the cases that happen on CTA, including the incidents that happened last week. We follow those through the criminal justice process to make sure that the appropriate penalties are being applied to offenders. Theft of a phone or an electronic device might not meet that monetary threshold or that dollar threshold, but still, that's an important and unfortunate thing that's happened to one of our customers. So that's something that we'll be watching closely, and we will always advocate for penalties for people who opt to commit a crime on CTA.
I was under the impression that because it's public transportation, it's a different entity than just at a store or street corner. It's a federal crime and therefore is prosecuted as a felony if you're on the CTA, which gets federal funding or something like that.
Right. That only applies to employees, not to customers.
Oh.
You're right. CTA is a public space. If you're a victim of a theft on the CTA, that would be similar to if you're a victim of someone taking your phone on a sidewalk.
So the
same charges would apply. But again, it's something that CTA takes seriously. You know, our goal is to provide customers the safest environment possible on our buses and trains. That's why we have the partnership with Chicago Police Department. It's why we've made the investment in cameras and technology, et cetera, et cetera. The challenge is, again, with such a big system and with such huge numbers of customers every day, it's really impossible for us to be every place every time. However, we are looking at ways, and we've been successful a little bit thus far and plan to continue to be, to find ways to better deploy the resources, to focus on high traffic stations, areas where there have been incidents, so that we can start bringing these numbers down further.
You said a little while ago it's just not feasible to put people on, say, every station on every platform. I'll accept that. But you also mentioned that there is a call button on every train car. Is that true?
That is correct. Every rail car is equipped.
I didn't know that. Where are they?
They're by the doors, and they sit under. If you look on the ceiling of a rail car, you'll see one blue light above one of the doors.
That's who gets that call, if I may, Brian? Then does the conductor or central?
Right. It goes to the train operator, and our protocol is if somebody presses the button, it engages a dialogue with the operator, so somebody can tell the operator what's going on. But if somebody hits that button and they don't feel comfortable speaking out because, say, an incident is still going on or they don't want, you know, someone to come after them, then the protocol is for the operator to stop the train at the next station and come back to that rail car. So even if you press the button and say nothing, the operator will be back as quickly as possible. It's a system that we've had in place for a number of years, and it's an easy way for someone to notify. But again, I can't emphasize enough that if there's some situation that jeopardizes personal safety, calling 911 is absolutely the best way to go. Again, Chicago Police provide the law enforcement for our system, and they're always good about responding very quickly to incidents on the system.
If something was going on a moving train car, though, I'm so glad you said that, because I think, wait, this is ridiculous. The train operator is right there, and I have no way to tell him what's happening on his train, and he's useless to me unless I can communicate with him.
Right.
And then if I hit that button and say, hey, I'm uncomfortable with what's happening here, something I think is about to go down, that may just escalate things. If I hit that button and don't say anything, they're going to stop at the next stop?
That is correct, and they will come back. They know which car the call came from, and they will come back to see what the situation is. Another thing that we recommend to customers, if you do feel uncomfortable on one rail car, at the next stop, just get off that rail car, go to the next one, or go onto the platform. That's where you can notify staff. So that's another easy way to remove yourself from a situation.
By the way, on phone line one, Jan, you're on WGN. What was your question, Jan? You're on the air.
Hi, John. I just agree with you. I think Kim Fox is, I can't agree with her at all. I have a granddaughter that has to ride the red line to school. And then sometimes after school, she gets back on the red line and goes to your neighborhood, Lakeview. And I worry myself sick. I tell her, never take out your phone. Don't use your phone. What is Kim Fox going to prosecute these thugs when they're in gangs? I just don't see it happening, and I don't feel like she's ever safe on that red line. Just like you tell, you know, your public when you're on the radio that you don't feel safe. They attacked a 62-year-old man, a 22-year-old man who was very able-bodied, came to his aid. They beat him up and took his phone. What's a 21-year-old girl going to do? Get up and push a blue button and wait? I mean, I don't see any solution, and I don't think crime has gone down on the red line. I just don't believe it.
Jan, hold on a second. I appreciate your case. I'll let Brian react to that. I know you missed the very beginning of it, but she also wondered if it's smart for people to use their phones on the L. But address her general concerns there, Brian.
Sure. Well, related to using your devices, it's like everything else. Just be, we suggest that you be sensible about it. If you can just remain aware of your surroundings, if you're sitting by a door, maybe not have your phone out as people are getting in and out, because unfortunately that would be something easy for someone to snatch. Of course, people are going to look at their phones and their devices, but again, just keeping a general awareness of what's going on around you is important. And again, related to the overall question of safety and security, bear in mind that out of 1.5 million trips each day, we're only seeing a handful of crimes. Now, again, a handful is a handful too many. We all agree on that, and that's why CPD and CTA are so focused on deploying more resources and doing so more effectively, and again, looking at technologies to help us out with this. So I think the overwhelming majority of riders of CTA ride each and every day without any incident, but when something does happen, we ask that they inform people, they press the call button, they call 911, they move themselves to another car. That is the best advice that we can give if a situation does pop up.
And to her specific concerns, I'll just make it hypothetical. If my granddaughter or that granddaughter's grandmother needs to go to or from DePaul or to or from UIC, and it's in the evening or the morning, you would not advise them to seek alternative means of transportation. Go ahead and get on the L.
Again, public transportation is the heartbeat of Chicago. We stitch together all of the neighborhoods throughout the city. It's the most affordable and oftentimes the most convenient way to get around the city. People do so each and every day, 7 days a week, and it is a really viable and good option to getting around the city. Unfortunately, like everywhere else in the city, there has been some crime on CTA. But the leadership of the police department, the leadership at CTA, the leadership of the mayor's office, we're all very focused on this recent uptick and are looking at strategies, resources, and ideas to help bring down the numbers. The numbers are already low, but we do want to bring them down even further and reassure customers that CTA is the safest and best choice for them.
Last question, Brian. Can you be more specific about that? What are some of those strategies? Can you tell us?
Those specifics will be coming shortly. We meet with the CPD, Chicago Police Department, all the time. We have regularly scheduled meetings. We're in communication with them on a daily basis. We did have a meeting last Friday to talk about some other ideas and strategies that I know we'll be announcing sometime in the very near future.
Okay. I appreciate your time, Brian. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Brian Steele is Vice President of Communications for the CTA.